This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we are 58 years of service to our clients and community. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we welcome you, the rich, the only listener, to our family, because relationships matter to all of us. We are Cherry Hill Volvo.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Scioli podcast.
All right, tomorrow night is the big debate. The president came to Pennsylvania for a big rally, and Apple TV has stolen our childhood. Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here. The Scioli Show on Twitter, at Rich Scioli, Facebook.com/Scioli Show, 855-839-1210. As we get our hour of nonstop talk started, let's check in with Dawn and get some headlines. Good morning, Dawn.
Yes, good morning. Scioli Show News Live. We have 59 degrees. Right now, the fog is not lifting, but it should start lifting right around 10 o'clock this morning, the forecast in just a moment. We have investigators searching for the killer or killers of two children who died when somebody opened fire on their home last night in Trenton, New Jersey. That investigation continues. And we do have 13 days to Election Day. I know we have a big guest coming up, so I'm going to hurry through the news, okay? And the last presidential debate tomorrow night, Pennsylvania, obviously the key to this election. The NBC 10 First Alert forecast 75 degrees today and tomorrow, so the fog will burn off and the sun will come out. I'm Dawn. That's the Scioli Show News Live.
Thank you, Dawn. I want to go right to NFL legend Herschel Walker. Thank you so much for joining us this morning in Philadelphia. It's great to have you back in Philadelphia. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing well. You know, and people don't realize, you know, I've been in Philadelphia, never left. You know, I still work with University of Health Services out of King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. We have a program there called Patriot Support. So Philly is still real close to my heart.
Well, we are glad that you feel that way. We certainly feel that way about you. I thought you did a great job during the Republican National Convention. You've been giving some very powerful speeches lately. You've talked about the president's platinum plan, which is going to build about a $500 billion investment to help the African-American community across this country. You see a lot of a positive promise here for the future, right?
Well, I do. And, you know, what's strange about it is I said, you know, I got involved with this because I heard people not telling the truth. And I wanted people to know the truth. And right now, I say every 4 years, it seems like the African-American community gets all excited because, you know, for the last 50 years, they always hear all these promises and nothing ever happens. But here is a president here that I said he's been doing things, you know, people talk about the platinum plan, but I said, guys, think about the things he's already done, just like with the historical black colleges and prison reform and the platinum plan just building onto it. But it's just not a plan just to give you money. He's not trying to pander for a vote. What he's trying to do is empower the African-American community by, you know, giving them the opportunity to capital, you know, where he's going to put $500 billion into African-American communities to empower that community through education, through better policing, you know, jobs, black-owned businesses. And that's what I've been saying. You know, you hear a lot of the Democratic Party talk about reparation and what you can give us from free college, from free this. And I'm like, God, that's not helping people out. What really help people do is to empower them to take care of themselves.
Herschel Walker, you know the president personally. You've known him for a long time. You also played when he owned the team, the New Jersey Generals. So you've known him quite well. Tell us about your personal friendship with the president.
Well, you know, what was so strange about it is, you know, I came out of Georgia. When I left the University of Georgia, I went up to New York. And my first owner of the New Jersey Generals was a guy by the name of Walter Duncan, who's from Oklahoma. And he only owned the team for a little bit, and he sold it to this young brass guy from New York. And I remember my wife and I going over to Donald's place, the Trump Towers. And I remember thinking, wait a minute, this guy got his own name on his building. And when I got up to the top of in his office, we started talking. And that night we went out to dinner. And then next night, his family and my family went out to dinner. The next night, we did another dinner together. And from then on, it was like we were friends. Had nothing to do with owner, player. But, you know, his family, we were doing a lot of things together. And then his kids, you know, his kids were staying with me. I was taking them to Disney World, to the Bronx Zoo. And we became friends. And ever since, we've been friends. It hadn't been that it stopped. So when I was hearing all the nasty things that was said about him, I sit back and not said a word. And then I started seeing some of the things that the Democratic Party was doing, like forgetting about God. They were like almost like forgetting about the right for speech. They were forgetting a lot of those things. And I said it'll be an injustice if I don't stand up. It's just, guys, first of all, this guy's not a racist. Second of all, this guy loves the United States of America, and I don't want people to know him just from a tweet. You know, a lot of people don't like him because, you know, he's very brass. He's that New York sort of real come-at-you type. But he's a guy, he's a loving father. He's a man that cares. He's a man that try to work with it. And I think people are seeing that today. You know, he used to, you know, with Ice Cube. I think people see that he's going to try to work with it. You know, and he's always been like that. He's never changed. And he cares about people. And the guy you can learn about him from a tweet or learn about him at his rallies. You know, at his rally, he's just talking. He's telling people about him. You see the kind of humor he has. So he is not a politician, but he is a guy that cares about the United States of America.
So, Herschel Walker, you on your own then said, I need to speak up here. I need to tell people who the real Donald Trump is. It's not as if they came to you. You wanted to do this on your own.
It was, you know, and that's why I told someone, I said, guys, you know, President Trump, Donald, well, I call him Donald, I said, you know, he and I have been talking ever since. Not one time did he ask me to speak for him, even though he was called a racist, even though he was called all types of names. Not one time did he or any member of his family ask me to speak up. His campaign didn't even know it. I decided to do it because I thought it would have been an injustice if I don't tell the American people the truth. You know, as I look around today, I'm appalled, I'm ashamed that I can't believe people we elected to office would stand in front of the American people and not tell them the actual truth. I think it's sad. You know, you look at what's going on right now with, you know, former Vice President Biden with his son. You know, people don't want that stuff to get out. But that is the truth, and people now is hiding that. And, you know, and I put out a tweet, and I hate to be trying to promote my tweet. It's not about me, but I put out a tweet that I said, is former President Obama, is he okay with this? Is this going to – what about his legacy? What is he thinking about? No, is he okay with this? You know, he was the first black president, and now is your legacy going to be something like that? You know, what's coming out right now about Hunter is not right. You know, and then if it's going to involve your former vice president, do you know about it? Do you want your legacy to be that? Maybe that is the reason that he didn't start to endorse him at the beginning. I mean, he thought it would never come out. Well, now it's coming out, and he's going to speak for him today. And I think that's sad.
I want to promote your Twitter if I could. It's at Herschel Walker. So that's pretty easy for everybody to remember. Follow him on Twitter. I just followed you. It's an honor to follow you at Herschel Walker on Twitter. When you hear, and I mean, you obviously you grew up in Georgia. You've seen a lot. You've had to deal with racism head on. You've seen a lot. When you hear Joe Biden say, "If you don't vote for me, you ain't black," how does that make you feel?
You know, it's funny because when I hear that, you know, for years I think people just take the black vote for granted. But then I must say this here as well. Is that, you know, I thought I was a Democrat when I started out. I thought, you know, I didn't know. Everyone just assumed you always vote Democratic, so you didn't go and start looking things up, and I think that was my fault. And I think that's what people always assume you are. You're Democrat because you're African-American. And they didn't educate themselves and start looking at the policies. And that's what I said today, and that's why I said I think that's what probably Vice President Biden was talking about, that black people are not going to look at the policy. But I said, guys, first of all, I think it's insulting. It's insulting because it's almost you're telling that you're not educated. And what I mean by that is people look at the policy, and I said, guys, even with this president, if you don't like him, look at his policy. Look what he's doing. You know, people, you talk about his economy. You know, when you start talking about the tax plan, people came down hard on Ice Cube and on 50 Cent because they started educating themselves on the tax plan of Biden. And they were like, wait a minute, this doesn't look good. And then everybody come down on him. How can you do that? Because you educate yourself to find out the policy doesn't work for me and what they're saying is not the truth. You know, with the Boilermakers, you know, I hear all the
time.
That's
the union in Pennsylvania who Joe Biden said endorsed him, the Boilermakers, and they did not endorse him. He lied about that in the debate.
Well, if you look over time, and then this is not coming from a campaign. It's not coming from President Trump. It's not coming from anyone telling me this. I started looking things up. And you see how many lies Vice President Biden had told over his 47-year history. And that's what I tell people. Stop to think about this. He's been in office for 47 years. What has he done, first of all, for African American? And then let's ask the question here. What has he done for America? Be honest. What has he done? Have you seen any policies when he was in the Senate that he did for America that changed anything? Did you see anything he did for African America? And I said, guys, start right there. And then when you start seeing what he done for African American, what he did, he put us in jail. What he did, he said a lot of negative things about us. And maybe he changed. Maybe he's changed and he got his heart is better. But today, the guy is 70-something years old. And let's be honest, everyone is they don't know about his health. Right now, he's taking 4 days off to prepare for the debate. Well, you're going to be the most powerful man in the world running this country, and you're going to need to take time off because maybe you're not healthy enough to carry, do your task. And I think it's a shame that his handlers or the campaign or his wife is seem to be pushing him to do things that he may not be prepared for to do right now. And, you know, it's sort of like I want to go into the Hall of Fame, but I'm not playing the game.
That's a good analogy. I like that. Herschel Walker joins me, of course. He is a legend, and we're so grateful to have him on the show. Of course, he played for our own Philadelphia Eagles for several seasons, and he used to play for the New Jersey Generals when Donald Trump owned the team. So he's got a personal relationship with the president. You are, you know, what you said a few minutes ago, if I could touch on that real quick, you said, what are Biden's policies? He's been putting us in jail. That 1994 crime bill has always been something that bothers me. And I'll tell you, when I think about the First Step Act, which I think is probably one of the most significant accomplishments of any president in the last 20, 30 years in terms of criminal justice reform, he got it done. I mean, Obama talked about criminal justice reform, could never get it done. Trump gets it done. Yet somehow, even though more black Americans are going to be released because of the First Step Act, he's somehow labeled a racist. That, to me, is just mind-boggling.
Well, it's very mind-boggling, but if you think about it, the mainstream media doesn't talk about it. And when they do mention it, they pretend that Obama has something to do with it. And it's sort of insulting because they know he had a chance to do it and he didn't do it. And just think about the historical black colleges. You know, the first black president into Washington, and for two terms, he didn't even do it. He didn't fund the historical black colleges. And if you remember listening to Biden town hall meeting, a young African American kid asked him about the historical black college, and he brought it up that yes, he was thinking about funding the historical black college. And it's almost like, wait a minute, President Trump has already done that. You could have done that in your two terms as vice president. You could have done that in your 4 to 7 years, and you didn't do it. You know, that's when you're empowering the African-American community because you get doctors and lawyers and educators, and they pander for the African-American vote. And I ask the same thing about, former President Obama. Let's stop for a moment. What did he do in office, the very first black American president? What did he do for African-American? You know, don't vote for him just because he's black. You vote for people because they can add to the add to your team. And that's another thing. You know, I always said team because we came up with all this racism. Well, this country is not a racist country. This is the greatest country in the world. Right now, the Democratic Party sort of want to keep all this racism up because they want people to go to the polls upset, angry. Right now, let's go to the polls where you're worried about putting food on your table, worried about a roof over your head, so they don't want to get this stimulus bill done. Then we can blame the president. You know, this virus here is the president's fault. The president did this. It's always the president's fault. We are, you know, so funny, guys. The policies made is made by the people in the Senate. The policy made is made by your Congress people. The president signed off where the president been accomplishing things without having the offensive line to block for him. Because they don't seem to want to work with him and stuff, but he's getting things done, things that no one else has done. I didn't know what drain the swamp really meant when he first was running for office. I had no clue what he was talking about. But now I do. People that's going to sit there in Washington and not do anything, and they're going to just talk. They're going to just try to sell American people down the river. But I'm being honest. I got involved with this because I love America. I don't want no one to tell the young kids that they're oppressed, that they can't make it. I don't care what color you are, you can make it. You work hard, you get up off your tail, you go and get your education, you continue to work. I don't want them to tell everyone that this country is such a racist country. That is not true. You know, do we have our problems? Yes, we do. I don't want anyone to tell them police is awful, police is bad, let's defund the police. Guys, don't believe this stuff. Because we need policing. We need people. The military police officers are the savers of this world. They're the one that we got the greatest country in the world. And I'm tired of seeing the Democratic Party try to fool the people and create all these problems just for a vote.
Let me ask you, if I could, Herschel Walker, because I think what you just said there is really important, too. You know, we need police. It seems to me like when you think about some of the more dangerous cities in America, they're all Democrat cities and some of those neighborhoods in those cities. And I hear these woke white liberals, you know, places like Seattle and other places talk about defunding the police. I can't imagine that goes over too well in a lot of those neighborhoods where they really rely on the police. And if anything, I would think they would probably want more police and police that know the citizens even closer. Right.
Well, that's totally true. And when you defund the police, the neighborhoods that get hurt the worst are the African-American neighborhood, the black and brown, the Hispanic neighborhood. And then, you know, you watch all these riots that President, former Vice President Biden said that they're peaceful protests. And then you see what Kamala Harris started a fund to get these rioters out of jail to continue to tear up businesses. You know, people don't talk about that. Those questions are never asked. And that's why I say it is sad that the mainstream media won't talk about it. Right now, the biggest story out there, and these are things I'm reading, is a story that coming out that was favors being sold from the White House from Biden's son. That now you see that Vice President Biden may have collected money from it. And nobody seemed to want to talk about that. No one seemed to want to know about it because it's not real, but they're finding out it is real. So it's like, wait a minute, what's going on? Well, this was on the Obama administration. So is Obama going to go down in history as the first black president? And then yet this was going on in his administration?
Well, they censor us like children, right? So we can't know the truth. We're not allowed to look at it on social media, Herschel Walker. We can't talk about it. It's this mindset of saying, well, let's keep the truth from the people. Who thinks like that? We should be allowed to know the truth and then make decisions for ourselves.
Well, that's why I said it right now. You're not just voting for a president. You're voting for America's freedom. America, the freedom that we have, the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, the freedom to carry a gun. You know, that is America's way. You know, you got to get back to that. You know, and for me, you know, I'm a Christian. I love the Lord Jesus. Now they're removing God out of things. You watched it in their debate. But what's interesting, when you hear about if they're losing a vote, they'll pretend they're for it again. You know, they pretend. You remember, they didn't even believe in law and order. They talked about defunding the police until some news station told them, oh, we're losing in the polls. Oh, no, we believe in police. And it's like, right. Guys, don't try to fool people. Right now, let's let the American people, you're right, decide for themselves. You guys want to change what America stands for. And let me tell you, America, people, is the greatest country in the world. People, other countries are envy of America. And let's stay together. We're not a racist. We're not so bad that we can't get along. We can get along. And unless we get the Democratic Party in office, that's going to remove all those freedoms that we have.
I'm going to let you go because I you've been very generous with your time, and I appreciate that. I just want to ask you one question before I let you go. For you, when was the moment— or was it several moments where you really opened your eyes?
Well, you know, what really hurt me is to hear them call this president racist, and I knew he wasn't. But really what killed me more than anything, that was two things. One thing, I happened to be looking at a video, and I saw BLM, Black Lives Matter, burning the Holy Bible. They were burning a cross and burning the United States flag. And I thought it was absolutely disgusting. And then across my desk, one of the founders of BLM said, "We are trained Marxists." And that really disturbed me and hurt me. And I said, no, that's not the way I live. And I want the American people to know, a trained Marxist don't believe in government. They don't believe in religion. They don't believe in the nuclear family. They believe in destruction and destroying and taking. And I that's not American people. We have to put the right person in office that can keep our values.
Herschel Walker, it's an honor to talk to you, sir. I really appreciate your time today. I appreciate your fight for this country. God bless you, my friend. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you, now.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You guys thought I couldn't interview an athlete. Ha! See
you
that?
Did great.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you.
Never doubted you.
I was going to ask you about his running, his record, 1,000 yards, right? One season in Philadelphia, 1,000
yeah.
yards?
I believe it was 92, Greg, 93? I don't remember.
I think you're right, because I have it in my notes.
Because Greg compares us correctly.
No, he ran for 1,000 yards in 92 season for the Eagles.
There you go.
1,070, yeah. It was the second best season after the Cowboys.
I used to, I didn't want to say this during the interview, but I would pick, like, when you're playing Madden and you select yes. one of the legacy teams with Herschel Walker on it, yes. you're almost guaranteed to win.
100%. Yep. Also, to where what you know, not to disrespect the Eagles, but like what, however old you are is where you associate Herschel Walker. In my mind, like in my mind, Herschel Walker was a Minnesota Vikings because he was playing for them when I started paying attention to football, and then he got traded to the Eagles. And so, like, I'm sure Bill, you know, because he's younger, associates him with the Eagles. Rich, you might associate him with the Cowboys, but I think it's all depending on age.
Millennial,
you know?
Do you associate him with the Eagles, Herschel Walker?
Yeah, because, I mean, I was born in 91, so, like, it's tough to associate him with anything else because that's – When I'm getting raised by my dad, who's a huge Eagles fan, that's kind of who you go to because yeah, you got to right. get indoctrinated into yeah. being an Eagles fan. And Herschel Walker was at the time the guy. So, yeah, definitely the Eagles for Herschel with me.
I Dawn, how about you? Because Minnesota, Philadelphia,
this is a tough one for her.
Right? This is
yeah,
tough.
But I know because of Minnesota, but I think of him as, you know, he was a one-time Philadelphia Eagle. And I just, he's an icon. I mean, I think that's why nobody can say anything about him. He's just an impeccable person, and certainly, you know, great on the field, but in the field of life, I just think what an outstanding, high-quality human being and soul. So
I'm
going to
say this.
Love him.
I'm sorry, you're exactly right, Dawn. That's well said. Incredible soul.
Yes.
We're talking about him as an athlete.
I know
he's
you guys.
Still
can we please? But I always
we literally just
things.
Had him on the air.
My two favorite athletes of all
okay,
time.
There we go.
My two favorite athletes of all time. Herschel Walker, Vince Papale.
Wow.
Because really? I've interviewed them both on the show.
And that's your
that's
benchmark?
My standard. Okay. That's my standard. If they've come on the show.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
You know what I mean? Vince Papale is a great guy. I love the guy. Herschel Walker, I love the guy. I consider both of them friends now, personal friends of mine.
Well, yeah. I mean, okay.
My friends Herschel and Vince. and I've interviewed them both, and so now they are my two favorite athletes. It doesn't take much.
I would love for you to sit at a bar. Well, I don't know if Herschel drinks, but I would love for you to sit at, you know, at a bar with him and just discuss his great seasons, and you could talk to him about his 1992-93 season with the with the Philadelphia Eagles and rushing for 1,070 yards, and you know,
I'm gonna sit down and have. Herschel Walker and Vince Papale. We'll have some pizza, some wine, some beer. Yep. We'll hang out. We'll have a nice chat. We'll do that on Facebook Live. How about at some point?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Next virtual
great.
Speaker series.
Virtual speaker series. Since I know our company still won't let us do anything in person for the next 7 years.
Decade. Yeah.
By
yeah.
the way. Decade.
I mean, the virtual speaker series. It's like it's a thing now. Like
it's
so,
it is.
It's so easy. It is so like we get thousands and hundreds of thousands of hits. Like we're doing this.
So if you want to become my favorite athlete, you just have to come on the show. It's not that hard. my standards are low. Listen, Emmons Roofing, my great friends over at Emmons, emmonsroofing.com, they have 0%. They have 12 months, same as cash financing on all their projects. 12 months, same as cash financing. Windows, doors, roofing, siding, you name it, Emmons will take great care of you. I trust them, and you will trust them too. What I love about the work that they do is it's the attention to detail that sets Emmons apart. So maybe you need new windows for your home, new door, new roof. Don't let a little problem become a big one when the winter comes around, because then it's going to cost you a fortune. Reach out to Emmons today, 856-885-6677, 856-885-6677. So Stephanie and Matt are the owners, and they're wonderful people, just very positive, young, smart. They're dedicated to customer service because they're going to be, they know that this is a long-term game. And so they want to make sure that you're happy, and you will be happy. And 12 months, same as cash, special financing offer is just simply unbeatable. So do what I did, emmonsroofing.com, emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
Bill, when is Exergen? Now or in the 8 o'clock hour?
You can do it now, whenever you
feel. I'll do it now. I'll do it now. That's fine. I'll do it now. Do it now. Did you take your temperature today, Millennial?
I did, and I sent it to Spike like a good employee.
Yes. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Otherwise, don't give your temperature. Just say it's below 100.4.
Yes. Yeah, 100.4 degrees. Well, if you need to do that, use the Exergen twice daily thermometer. Don't take chances with COVID-19 and your family's health. Check your temperature before dinner and in the morning. Get an accurate reading in seconds with the Exergen temporal scanner, the only home thermometer recommended by physicians and nurses. Stay safe with Exergen. And I use it for the kids because, you know, trying to get a temperature, it's, oh my God, it's a pain in the neck. So we got the debate coming up, and that is our big story of the day today, brought to you by Exergen. The debate is coming up Thursday night. I'll be on the air 8 o'clock and on Facebook Live. We'll do a pre-show for you, and then, of course, we'll carry the debate. And then Dom Giordano will be on after to give his analysis as well. The question on the table today, what do you think the president's strategy should be going into the debate? David is in East Greenville. David, good morning.
Morning, Rich. Yeah, I was just thinking about what you said earlier about, let Biden talk. And I think that's a great idea, but I don't think the president should just let him talk. I think he should point it out. Where have you been? How come you haven't been talking? Mm-hmm. So I think pointing it out is a great idea. Make sure that nobody misses that. So that was my thought.
Nobody misses what exactly?
Just the fact that he has no idea what he's talking about. The fact that he hasn't been coming out, and the fact that his party's afraid of him talking. They won't let him out to talk.
Oh, okay. Well, so when he's on the stage and he goes on, and I think he's going to wind up slipping a little bit, but your theory is, and I agree with you, just let the president, just let Joe Biden speak, and President Trump can just let him go on, because that's really what's going to, I think, that night wake up a lot of Americans to that point. You know what I mean? I think that's going to do it right there.
I agree.
Thank you, David. Yeah.
The other thing I think he can do is quote him. You haven't had the opportunity to tell the American people what you think. Let me quote you and give off a couple of humdinger of his stupid quotes.
I like it. I like it a lot. Appreciate it. Have a great day. 855-839-1210. Greg is in Chestnut Hill. Greg, what should the president do tomorrow night?
I agree with the last caller. The president, first I'd like to see him come out firing a little bit and then pull the throttle back and allow Biden to speak, because the best offense that Trump has is Biden opening his trap. Mm-hmm. Let him take an item and let Trump focus on that quickly, and then just pull back and let Biden extrapolate on one of his genius ideas and one of his genius sayings. So I think his best offense will be letting Biden do his thing, because Trump can get under your skin, but if he overpowers him, he's going to take the limelight away from Biden. Leave Biden out there with his mouth and let Trump pull back. I know it may be hard for him, but that's going to have to be his tactic tonight. I agree.
All right. Well, thank you, Greg. I think there's a lot of great political strategy coming from the Zeoli Army today. It's very, very good stuff. I think Mark is in Center City. Mark, what should the president do tomorrow night?
I think the president should ask Biden, if he has the opportunity, what he thinks about the left going to attempt to remove him if he was to be elected. I mean, I don't think he's going to win, but I think that the left has a queue in place just to remove him, that they don't respect him and that they view him as a joke. And I just think that Trump should bring that up, and I would like to see what his response would be to that.
Okay, well, listen, it's a very, very good point to say that, listen, Joe, you're not even going to be around long. They're looking to get you in there and then get you out. Neil is in East Hampton. Neil, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Rich. Great show again. I try to call a couple times a year. You're a fabulous show. It's probably the best.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Thank you.
I think he needs to show some strong discipline, and when he has his 2 minutes, I think it's so important that they answer the question. Because if you like Trump or like Biden, a lot of times these guys will spin off it. Answer the question in the first minute, in the second minute, then bring up other topics that they're not going to bring up towards Biden in a question format. Because foreign affairs is not on the list of topics. So I think it's important he be disciplined, answer the question at hand, and in the last minute, try to bring up a subject and have Biden address it.
Yeah, I think that that's also a good strategy, too, is to pivot and then bring it back to where you want to go. I think that's also a good strategy, Neil, because it's an opportunity to do that. It's not rude. It's just but I really, Mr. Vice President, I want to ask you, I want to focus on this point. You said you would ban fracking.
And we win Pennsylvania then. I mean, we're going to lose Philly, but we're going to win Pennsylvania again if people realize this guy's back and forth and go on their website. New Green Deal's on there.
Well, that's what you got to do, I think, Neil. Thank you very much. You got to hit him on the environment and the economy. The Hunter Biden stuff is interesting, but I think you win Pennsylvania on the environment and the economy. And I'll say that again and again and again. It's not that I won't cover the story. I've talked about it a lot. In fact, there's a story in my show sheet today about the fact that because Twitter banned it, it caused all of this interest to spike in the Hunter Biden email. The story is that Twitter crackdown on Hunter Biden's story caused a surge in interest. Twitter's crackdown on the New York Post Hunter Biden's laptop story caused a huge spike in interest in the report. Of course it did, because that's how we react to censorship. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. As we do our hour of nonstop talk, hey, Stocker, let me ask you this. I see here on my show sheet, let me go to Greg Stocker, the executive producer of the show. I see on my show sheet, late night calls a lid. Study finds 97% of jokes are about Trump, only 3% about Biden.
Yes. Yeah, the Newsbusters or the MRC did a study on this, and God love them for having to watch all of these late night shows. But
they're painful, right? They're so much more painful without a live audience, I found.
It is.
And Colbert at home is excruciating.
Yeah. Well, he's back at the studio, kind of. But like, these guys are kind of in the studio, or they're appearing to be in the studio. I don't know if they actually are or if they're just appearing to be it. But it's not. It's every monologue is some political thing, and it's just going to get worse. You know, we're 2 weeks away. It's just going to get worse. So.
Now, did you hear what late night comic Keith Olbermann said about him last night?
No, it's not. No, take away this clip, if you're about to play this clip is don't take away the substance of what he's saying, just the venom, and it's so palpable, and he just this claim is outrageous in this. Outrageous. And
does he work for ESPN now?
He doesn't. No. And they let him out of his contract, so now he's just going full blown
crazy
nuts. And at the very end of this, he makes this impassioned basically accusing Trump of murder. And then at the very end, he goes, "Subscribe to my YouTube channel." Wow. That's the best part of this. He's frothing at the mouth and he's cursing, and we beep the cursing, but he's cursing. And then at the end, he goes, "Subscribe to my YouTube channel." Okay.
Now, you've heard the term Trump derangement syndrome. Would you say Keith Olbermann is patient zero?
When we first started doing this last week or the week before, I was like, oh, we've missed him. I don't miss him anymore. This might be the last. This might be the last clip I pull of him, because this is even for people. Let me just say this for you know liberals and stuff in the audience. Like, even for liberals, this is insane. You know what I mean? Like, nobody can get behind what this guy is saying. Nobody.
Well, he last week it was terrorist, right?
Yes.
A terrorist, and
yes.
Well, let's take a listen.
And I am tired of the thought that we're now going to repeat the months of March and April in this country, a country that should have learned something, but which in large part has been authorized to wallow and die in its own stupidity because of one man, one dumb bastard, one selfish attacking the only hope we have, the science, and insisting science is wrong and Fauci is an idiot. And only I can save you, and insisting you can do whatever you want, and the disease affects almost nobody. I am tired of Donald Trump killing Americans.
Whoa.
Trump should be on trial for 220,000 murders. Death penalty for each count. The full program is now on my YouTube channel. I hope you will subscribe.
That's amazing.
The death penalty for each count.
For each count. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, and I'll throw in a free monogrammed dish warmer.
Death penalty for each count. The full program is now on my YouTube channel. I hope you will subscribe.
I hope you will subscribe.
I hope you will subscribe. He should have lethal injection for each and every one of them. Right now, I have this beautiful monogrammed oven mitt, which you can get now with a subscription to my YouTube channel.
The one good thing Ben Affleck did was the impression of Keith Olbermann on Saturday Night Live, because it was spot on.
Yeah,
on how
I will
crazy
say that I give Ben Affleck a lot of grief because he deserves it, because he's Ben Affleck. Oh, but he nailed it when he did Keith Olbermann. It ruined Keith Olbermann. I mean, destroyed Keith Olbermann's career, and he's never recovered, which is why he's lost his friggin' mind and he acts like this now. I have a question. If the death penalty for God, I can't even understand.
I know.
Reason with this.
No.
Every single one of those deaths is on him. The blood is dripping from him. Sign up for my e-zine. You'll get my weekly daily updates and inspirational messages, and act now, and we'll give you a Chia pet kitty.
I don't know what to say. I mean, like,
how do you even on the cut sheet today? Is there anything that even comes close to comparing to that?
Well, so let me just say this, Rich. It's only Wednesday, but it's been a long week. I know you're tired. You have three kids at home, Rich.
Yes.
You know, you have a lot on your plate. I understand that doing a 3.5-hour radio show every day is very taxing for you. You're going to do the debate is tomorrow night. You're going to be up late. You're going to do a pre-show. So I figured I would put on the cut sheet a nice piece of comedy for you. Late night comedy.
Oh,
just to
you.
Like kind of ease your mind, give you a little laugh, you know.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Because how nice, right? It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Have a laugh.
This is all
late
for
night
you,
comedy.
Buddy. Yeah. I'm concerned about your well-being. So I just sit back and get ready to laugh at some late night comedy with Stephen Colbert and Joy Reid. Cut one.
Biden's looking great. Things are looking, you know, knock everything. Biden's looking great. But a lot of people who would like Joe Biden to win are feeling burned by 2016. I don't have to tell you. Can we know what the political reality is right now, given how wrong people were in 2016?
The X factor here is cheating. It's whether or not Republicans will try to steal an election that looks like it's Joe Biden's to win. And that's what people have to worry about. And that's what people need to vote, vote, vote. Make it a big margin so it's harder to cheat.
And when you mean cheat, do you mean suppress the vote or literally steal ballots, change results?
So I don't think, you know.
Wait, I'm sorry. Just a quick, you mentioned this was a late night
comedy show.
Clip. Late night comedy clip. Some good old fashioned political humor, right?
I decided there's too much depression on the cut sheet. There's too much like negativity. We need comedy to bring us all back. To bring us all back together, you know, like late night comics can really do. But let's bring the entire country together. We're so divided right now. So this is the
Colbert and his sidekick Joy Reid making America laugh. A good laugh before you go to bed at night.
Nice laugh.
Well, keep going. My sides are hurting.
You know, 1960, you know, people think people are going to go in and you know, you have a lot of Republicans to this day don't believe John F. Kennedy won that race. I think they stuffed ballots. That's not the way the cheating normally works. There are three different ways that you can cheat and win an election. One
Honey,
of them
keep
is
it down. They're
the
rolling.
To basically
They're
take
rolling.
People who are
Turn the Sonicare down a bit. I can't. This is hysterical. I needed this after a long, hard day at work. She's on a roll. How much cheating was there? Can they not even make this remotely entertaining? Remotely, I mean, I've seen C-SPAN interviews that were more entertaining than this. This is late night comedy.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, like, honestly, I'm going to sound like, you know, back in my day, but this wasn't even back in my day. I'm talking about Johnny Carson in the 70s. I wasn't born in the 70s. What I'm saying is that they, like, when Johnny Carson used to have Rodney Dangerfield on and Don Rickles, and just, like, they would just sit there for hours and just, you know, shoot the breeze.
Why can't they just do that? Why can't Colbert just get on a funny comedian and just make have fun? They can't be just, funny anymore. No. They literally cannot be funny.
Nope.
The hatred it consumed them. It's all consuming for them now. Is this for millennials? Is this funny? Is this late night humor now?
No, it's just hard. I think millennials outside of myself have this sick fascination with wanting to be scared in this manner. Like, that's the only explanation, right? I don't know any other reasoning for why this is on late night comedy. Again, we're emphasizing comedy television.
Right, we're putting it in air quotes.
Yeah, comedy. Like,
so your generation wants to be have the bejesus scared out of them? Is that what it is?
To go
maybe
vote,
they've
I
grown
guess.
Up hearing about the earth is going to flood and the polar bear is going to drown. And so maybe they're just used to that mindset?
I guess. I mean, you have AOC, who's our age, my age, 29 years old, 30 years old, saying the earth is doomed in 15 years, 13 years, whatever it was. Right. Like, what do you mean? How do you just come to that conclusion and expect us to feel all high and jolly, ready for some comedy when we're about to go to bed at 11:30?
You know, this is a great point he's making here, which is that he's been so brainwashed into fearing everything that if you were to actually have yucks at the end of the day, people would be like, how dare you? Like, how dare you make jokes when the earth is on fire? And the flooding is reaching our bedrooms. How dare you, Mr. Funny Man? Right?
Like, yes, 100%. They would call them out on Twitter, on social media for this is not a time for like democracy is in danger. We need this. Like, they would actually call them out for that. And I think they're scared of that, so they just kind of give them what they want.
Like, look what happened a couple weeks ago with Bill Burr as the host of SNL. He did
make jokes.
He made some very, very funny jokes that were controversial. I found it hysterical. But Twitter lost its mind.
Yep.
Absolutely lost its mind.
I'm amazed that they when he was doing the Boston beer tasting skit, which I think is one of the funniest things I've seen in years.
Sam Adams.
Saturday Night Live.
Yep. Yeah.
So Sam Adams. So if you missed that, he does this thing where he's tasting. They're doing a pumpkin beer tasting.
Yep.
I'm telling you, this was classic Saturday Night Live. This was funny as hell. But did I hear him say, "What are you gay?"
In that,
did he say that in that clip to his son? Because I thought, how did that get past Comcast, Universal, NBC? Right? How did that? You know what I'm saying?
Did
you see that skit? By the way, it was hysterical.
Yes.
And I think he said whatever it was, whatever the breakfast thing, he goes, "Wait, what are you, gay?" I think he said that joke. And I thought, you're telling me Saturday Night Live in this day and age allowed that to go through the airwaves? It must have been Safe Harbor or something, right?
Well, I think they kind of get away with it because he's a character. You know what I mean? Like, he's playing a character. So,
how many emails and social media posts ripped on that? Because do you remember years ago, Vince Vaughn had a movie and there was a gay joke in the movie and everybody lost their minds. He said electric cars are gay. He says not gay in a gay way. Just remember that?
Yep.
Everybody lost their minds over that. And I don't think the movie ever even, I think they had to cut that scene out of the movie.
Yeah,
if I'm not mistaken.
It was a big controversy. I don't remember exactly what it was, but you're 100% right that it was a controversy. So
97% of jokes on late night jokes, again, in air quotes, are about Trump and only 3% are about Biden. And the jokes, would this categorize, like, would you put this in the category of a joke? No. Joy Reid talking about the 1960 election with Nixon and Kennedy?
No.
Late night yucks? Johnny Carson must be, the old say, rolling in his grave. Johnny Carson must be looking, what happened?
Yeah.
To this late night John, what happened to this thing?
And it wasn't like, you know, even at the end of Johnny Carson in the 80s when he was, you know, like he... During the Reagan administration, I mean, we were divided during the Reagan administration, but he didn't make it his mission to like go on TV every night. And, you know, I'm sure he made jokes, you know, about the president, because that's what comics do. Whoever the president is, you make jokes. I get it. But like to devote that much time to it is just insane. Insane.
How dare you try to make us laugh when the earth is on fire and this madman is in the White House? They should just have Keith Olbermann host the show.
It's true.
Yeah. They should just have Keith Olbermann host the Tonight Show.
Yes.
100%. Why not? I mean, he's basically saying the same things. At least he's a little bit more interesting. I have to say this. As psychotic as that man is, he's way more entertaining than Colbert is.
Yes.
Come on, admit it. Wouldn't you like to hear him have a guest go, don't you think Trump should be tried for each and every murder? I mean, at least it's funny, because it's almost as if it's a character. I don't know, but this Colbert Joy Reid thing is so boring. It's like being sentenced over and over again to history class. And you think to yourself, am I dead? Is this what this is right now?
Can I just say this, too? Like, that is, I pulled like a 90-second clip. This goes on for 5 minutes.
Could you imagine?
5 minutes of,
as you're trying to go to sleep?
Yeah.
But I could fall asleep too. Each and every death, it should be the electric chair and the lethal injection and beheading and death by firing squad. Our sponsor this hour is Easy Homes PA.
Oh, Easy Homes PA loves this, by the way. You're doing them a huge solid. Huge solid.
Do you want to move because this madman is in the White House killing people and blood on his hands and in your home? And sell your home fast with EasyHomesPA.com. At least it's interesting.
Yes.
Yep. At least it's interesting in some way. It's not that hard, is it?
Our buddy from Easy Homes is just loving this, by the way.
I know. Jim's a listener, so I hope he's enjoying this. Listen, as truly, though, you do want to use them if you want to sell your home and sell them fast, because do you want strangers like nut jobs walking through your house, looking around going, where's the Trump bodies? Where are they buried in this home? No, you don't. So call Easy Homes PA and have them sell your house. It's a no-brainer. 215-608-6005, 215-608-6005, or go to EasyHomesPA.com. Make home selling a no-brainer. 215-608-6005. They can take care of this for you. Don't have to worry about repairs, escrow fees, or realtor fees. None of that stuff. They'll buy your house as is, any size, any condition, any price. And Easy Homes PA will make the timing work on your timeline. You can close in days, close in months. You'll get a very fair offer, and you'll avoid the hassles of a traditional sale. It's a great time to do this. 215-608-6005. 215-608-6005 or EasyHomesPA.com. EasyHomesPA.com.
Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you. Rich Zioli. Weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right, 855-839-1210. Still the question, of course, on the table for you is what do you think the president should do in the debate tomorrow night? Jack is in Cherry Hill. Jack, good morning, sir.
Good morning. I think that Trump was so effective in the last debate and so successful that they changed the rules to stop him from doing it again. So if he could, I would say he should do exactly what he did last time, because the proof is they're so scared of him having the floor to speak, they did everything they could to stop it. What do you think of that?
Well, you'd say change nothing, interrupt him, do all the same things that he did last time.
Well, he can, of course, because now they changed the rules with the muted mics, but the fact that they changed the rules proves that his approach last time was successful. So successful that they changed the rules.
I know you keep saying that. I get it. We get it. They changed the rules. But the rules are changed. So what should your strategy be for the president for tomorrow night?
So since the rules have changed,
yes, you mentioned that.
He doesn't have options now. They've confined his options, but that's okay, because being Trump, he's going to do great. And I think what he should do is kind of look to what Pence did in a similar frame, because Pence, by his personality, if you will, has that natural ability to wait for the other person to finish. So Trump is going to do exactly what he did. And I think also what he should do is, now that he has the uninterrupted floor, he should use it. And he should say the things that normally Biden would interrupt, and now Biden is going to have to sit there and watch him say it.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210. Dave is in Bluebell. Dave, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call, Rich.
Sure.
I think the first time Trump's microphone is muted, when he gets the microphone back again, he should look to the crowd and he should say, if they can shut down my voice, if the Democrats get power, they're going to shut down all of your voices forever. Just think about that when you go and vote on November 3rd.
I like that, actually. And it also ties into all the censorship around the Hunter Biden email laptop story, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you, Dave. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, if I could, please, everybody, get out and vote for Kathy Barnett in District 4 and Dasha Pruitt in District 5. They're outstanding candidates, and they deserve your vote. Thanks, Rich.
You got it. I agree. They are wonderful people, and they're terrific. They would be outstanding members of Congress, no doubt about that. Thank you for saying that. Yeah, the Wall Street Journal op-ed today, which I shared with you a little bit earlier, from Holman Jenkins Jr., about it's entitled "A Laptop Window on the Oligarchy: How Hunter Biden Was for Sale to Anybody Who Wanted Influence with His Father." I think that's the key point. And he writes, this is very, very good here. He says, Mr. Trump is an imperfect vehicle, but who in at least 2,000 years hasn't been. His voters are the ones who have been most disrespected by the relentless dishonesty of the Democrats and the media's campaign to delegitimize the 2016 election. If you need any more proof that James Clapper, President Obama's Director of National Intelligence, is himself a source of disinformation aimed at the American public, see his claim that the Biden laptop, with its trove of photos and messages, whose authenticity the Bidens haven't disputed, is a product of a classic textbook Soviet-Russian tradecraft. No proof to that. In fact, the FBI and the National Intelligence Administration, they've come out and said that this is not Russian disinformation. He says the two-party system is not beyond redemption. In fact, we're coming to the end of a four-year experiment testifying to its ability to generate outsider pressure for change. The results have been far from unpromising, notwithstanding the fog machine of an unimaginative and conformist press. And the most promising of all is that such an experiment could even take place. That lesson should continue to percolate no matter what happens on November 3rd. His point being here that when you censor people, and you take away the ability for us to discuss these kind of things, and you think about the idea that you might have had a situation of a vice president helping his son get rich, using his office to do so. It's the kind of thing that threatens our republic, because it does, in fact, help the oligarchy continue. 855-839-1210. So we've got a lot going on today. Let's say good morning to Dawn. Good morning, Dawn.
Hey, good morning. It's Yellow Show News Live. 59 degrees. It's still foggy out there. We'll keep an eye on this forecast. So the Pennsylvania House, oh, so close for our struggling restaurant industry, right? Pennsylvania House narrowly failed to override Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf's veto of that bill. So this would have allowed many restaurants to open at full capacity, but they needed two-thirds majority. They got 133-69. It was all along the party lines, but unfortunately for restaurant workers speaking out today, it's gone viral. They did not get that two-thirds.
Oh man, this industry, I feel so bad for them. So bad.
They're just saying they're getting killed, and especially as the weather gets cooler. So there is a new report that offers answers and tangible formulas for filtering COVID-19 and sickness from the air. So you know how I always say that you need like the biggity big air filtration systems, better filters, the blue light. But this is the American Society of Heating, Refrigerating, and Air Conditioning Engineers. I believe Jimmy is a member. So they provide outside air ventilation standards for all the commercial buildings, probably our buildings, schools, daycares, et cetera. So they make it really, they break it down. They have all these formulas, but they say it's pretty simple. The ventilation rates vary depending, yes, on the type of activity you're doing in the room, right? But if you raise the quality of ventilation by pumping more outside air inside, it's proven to reduce the spread of airborne diseases like COVID. So they're saying A lot of people are saying just reduce the amount of people in the room, but they say another way is just pump in more outside air.
And pump it up.
Pump it up.
Pump up the air. That makes sense, right?
So
it makes sense.
It's like a common sense, you know, approach that I just loved by all of these engineers.
You could just turn up the air.
Yeah. That's basically
Let's ask
what
Jimmy
saying.
From the National Association of HVAC Refrigeration Consortium. Jimmy,
audio.
Would you have people leave the room or, nah, just turn it up.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Just, there, hit the high button. There you go. Okay, that's it. That's it. High. Go on high. Your problem is you got it on freaking low. Put it on high.
I mean, that.
It's good. It's excellent consulting.
See?
It's excellent advice, don't you think?
That impression never gets old to me.
We brought in this expert today from the HVAC Refrigeration and Heating and Consulting. He's going to spend some time here discussing with us so we can have strong, healthy, clean air. We've got about 45 minutes. Jimmy, go ahead. 45 minutes. What? I got to do this? All I got to do, turn it up. More air. That's it. 45 minutes. 45 minutes. Sorry. Go ahead.
So back to the story that I teased about an hour ago, Penn State. I know you've been sitting at the edges of your seat.
Somebody tweeted and said they have been waiting in their bathroom for you to come to this story. Chris Kasmer on Twitter, he says, Dawn, I have been sitting in my bathroom since 7 a.m. waiting for the over-the-counter COVID-killing mouth rinse that will save millions of lives. Way to posture. So thanks. Chris, we're
going to
free you from your bathroom. So
freedom.
Go ahead.
And these are Penn State researchers. They say you can kill COVID-19 in your mouth or in your nose by rinsing with these common over-the-counter products. So they tested with things as simple as diluted baby shampoo, just very mild, peroxide mouth cleansers, or just peroxide, and mouthwashes to see how they could reduce the viral load in a patient's mouth. And they say it killed COVID. So there's another report that agrees with this. Forbes reporting a German study, it listed Listerine number one by the brand name, Listerine number one to kill COVID. But they also released two other mouthwashes, Isobetidine and Dayquinol mouthwash. So, but Penn State says, look, you could take, you know, basically baby shampoo, dilute it and, you know.
I'll have to ask Dr. Mike Venneri about that next time I talk to him because he's a dentist, I'm sure. I mean, I go into his office and he's got a giant tub of Listerine, the brand name stuff, the good stuff, you know?
So he would know.
He would know. You don't want to go into a dentist who's got the generic stuff, right?
Right. You got to have the good stuff, the real stuff.
Acme mouthwash. Get out of that dentist office as soon as possible. Get out.
Get out. Scott Baio, this has gone viral because Scott Baio, the actor, remember Chachi? He's not having a happy day. So Scott Baio, who's a vocal Trump supporter, he's really expressing his disappointment over Happy Days co-star staging a reunion to raise money for Wisconsin Democrats. So he says that what a shame they're using this classic show like Happy Days about America to promote an anti-American socialist.
They did that with the Princess Bride, too. The same thing. They did. Remember with the Princess Bride cast got together and did a live reading?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think about this? So they left him out. That's bad enough. But then John Stamos jumped in saying he'll play Chachi. So he's even more furious. He's like, really?
What do I think about this? I really don't think about this. If I could just be candid for a moment. John Stamos jumping in to play the role of Chachi and Scott Baio being heard about that, it's probably not going to be on my mind today.
I feel bad for Chachi. He's
Who doesn't?
Out.
Who doesn't feel bad for Chachi and Stamos with that hair?
So good looking.
So, I mean, the man is just...
He just doesn't
age. The man just gets better every day. So what do I think of that?
We talked earlier about the great pumpkin, Charlie Brown, will not air on broadcast TV for the
Because
first...
Apple is evil.
So it'll be on Apple TV. That's right.
Because the evil empire has stolen our childhood, Dawn.
Sorry.
They've stolen our childhood.
See? And happy days now, too. No happy days, no pumpkins for you. The NBC 10 First Alert forecast today.
Wow.
Partly sunny, sorry. Partly sunny, 75 degrees. Tomorrow, 76, partly sunny. Friday, 71, partly cloudy. Saturday is the better day, 74 with sunshine. But Sunday, 58 degrees. It's chilly on Sunday. So Sunday's the lesser weekend day. I'm Dawn. Aren't you glad you stayed in the bathroom for 90 minutes for that award-winning newscast? That's it.
Scott Baio thinks so. He does. Well done, Dawn. Well yes. done.
The only person reporting on the Scott Baio news is Dawn Stensler.
We'll have more Scott Baio news for you at 8:45, so stay tuned for... but I do want to tell you about my buddy, Dr. Mike Venaria, because he is a great dentist. He's my wife's dentist. He's my my family dentist. My kids go to him, too. Whatever level of dentistry you need, and he has the real deal Listerine, the brand name, you'll be delighted by the services Dr. Mike Venaria provides. Whether you're looking for pediatric, general, cosmetic, or implant dentistry, look no further. Dr. Venaria's office exceeds CDC guidelines, and he's always maintained the strictest infection control and sterilization procedures to ensure your safety. He has new personal protective equipment standards in place, and let's face it, he's close, right over the bridge, Cinnaminson, New Jersey. There's a lot of dentists out there, but when it comes to those complicated implant dentistry, you want to go to the best. Dental implants are complicated, so go to the award-winning dentist that I recommend, Dr. Mike Venaria. Schedule your free implant consultation today, 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020. Dr. Mike Venaria, venariadental.com, 856-786-2020.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.